Harris High School Sports Show. From the East Side to the Finger Lakes to the West Side, this is a show that covers all of Section 5 sports.
From top to bottom.
Got a scoop or take? Call or text the show at 222-1280.
Nobody scoreboard watching. Plenty of fans do that.
Now let me give you what you came for.
Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, here's your host, Jeff DeVeronica and Steve Bradley.
Good morning, everybody. It's Jeff DeVeronica and Steve Bradley. Week 2 of high school football in Section 5, and we've got 10 recaps of games. Steve Bradley's got all the great details for you. Before we do that, though, Steve, let's tell our folks about what we have on today's program, the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's. Steve, we've got a game of the week to start off, and it's a great rivalry that's really budding, I think. Wayne and Batavia, it's a football showdown at noon today at East Rochester on the turf. A couple of 1-0 teams, and a bit of history here recently, huh, Steve?
Yeah, Mason Blankenberg, the quarterback for Wayne, no stranger to the Batavia Blue Devils. He hit the winning shot in the Section 5 Class B basketball finals with 7.8 seconds left. He'll be under center today, so the Batavia people are pretty familiar with Mason Blankenberg and all that he can do. And Wayne and Batavia, you know, they're on opposite sides of Monroe County, but they're almost border towns, border communities. And it's nice to see this little cross-section rivalry developing. And when you look at Class B, Jeff, there's 8 teams. 4 are going to make sectionals. They're both off to a 1-0 start, but this really could be a game that determines home field advantage in the playoffs.
Our Pittsford Pub game of the week. Wayne against Batavia. Coach Dave Marine's going to join us from Wayne, along with his quarterback, Mason Blankenberg, a very talented junior in multiple sports. Steve, then we're going to shift over, and we're going to talk some Irondequoit volleyball. And we had to wait to find out what happened last night, but the Irondequoit Eagles got win number 400 for Mark Kalari, their head coach, in his 25th season, a win at Brighton. And I believe they're now 4-0 on the season, Steve, and off to a terrific start. 3-time defending Section 5 champs. Jay Sean and Luke's going to be on the program, 3-time All-Good Rochester pick. And I'd say, Steve, one of the favorites for All-Good Rochester Player of the Year. I think they're going to be a contender for Section 5 title again. And Barbie Smith, another senior. And it's a really good, cool interview, Steve. I really liked it because talked a lot about the history of Kalari with some of these seniors on his team and how far back he goes with them. I thought it was pretty poignant at times.
It was. It was very touching, and it goes beyond the game. You know, spoiler alert, Mark Kalari has a daughter on the team that is a senior classmate. So he's coaching his daughter and 7 of her friends, and they've been together since before volleyball was even, you know, part of the equation. And you get some insight, Jeff, in this interview that goes beyond sports, and to me that made it special.
That coach really wanted to have a season, Steve. Not only his senior daughter, but he's got a freshman daughter on the team, too. So he really didn't want to lose this season and a chance to win a 4th straight Section 5 title. He's never done that before. So congrats to Mark Kalari. You're going to hear that interview coming up a little bit later on our Special Tees hotline. And, Steve, we finish off with another kind of a look back to the winter season here. North Star Basketball with our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week, J.J. Garwood, and his son, Ryan Garwood. Another great interview, Steve.
A lot of fun. I mean, for those of us that are old like me and you, you remember J.J. Garwood as a player in the 90s and his three-point prowess. He's built quite a program over at North Star Christian. One-point win over Minders to win sectionals, making 2 free throws with 2 seconds left. And he and J.J., J.J. and Ryan have this great father-son dynamic that they take us inside of that a little bit and have a lot of fun. And, you know, I wouldn't want to play either of those guys in a game of horse.
Before we go to our 10-game whip around from Friday night's action in Section 5 football, Steve, a somber note you want to pass along to our listeners.
Sure. This is a tough one, Jeff. Section 5 football lost one of a big person in the football community. McQuaid assistant coach and teacher Gary Parisi passed away on Wednesday at the age of 61. Gary was making an impact both with the football team and in the classroom at McQuaid. And I remember having Bobby Bates on in the fall of 2019 when I was guest hosting for you. And he talked about all that Coach Parisi brought to the program, and he's had an impact all across Section 5. If you read the tributes from people, very moving, and I'm sure that the Knights will be playing with heavy hearts today when they play Monroe.
Steve, we got 2.5 minutes for our whip around. Let's start with a big game on Friday night, East against East Irondequoit, and the Eagles fly high, didn't they? 32-14.
They did. They pulled away. The storyline here, Jeff, the return of Seven McGee after almost, I don't know how long it was been. He sat out his junior year with eligibility. The Oregon commit did get a clinching touchdown late. The Eagles showcased some other players in this game, Justice Ross Simmons and Todd Gilliam and Anthony Gilbert. But it was a nice bounce-back win for them after losing last week to Greece Athena. So East next week is at Penfield, so it looks like they might be on the right track moving forward.
Let me run down some quickly some route cities here, Steve. We've got UPrep 40-0 over Wilson, Leroy 20-0 over Attica, Brighton 38-0 over Webster Thomas. The Bruins go to 2-0 on the season. Spencerport 34-6 over Churchill Chili, and my Eagles of Irondequoit, Steve, 49-6 over Greece Arcadia, set up a big one next week.
Yep, it'll be Irondequoit and Athena next week on Thursday. The Eagles have 98 points in their two games, and you ran past Brighton and Spencerport pretty quick, but those two teams will play on Thursday as well. One of them will be 3-0 coming out of the gate and in good position in a very rugged Class A, Jeff, where I'm not sure 4-2 will get you into sectionals.
We got 90 seconds left, Steve. Canandaigua 35, the Penfield Patriots 7. Anything you want to pass along on that one? Or Brockport, Gates, Shiloh, another lopsided game, 36-14, Brockport beats Gates Shiloh.
No, I would just jump in and point out Livonia down in Class C this year with a big win on the road at Hornell, 47-6. The Bulldogs won Class B in 2019, and they're gonna be the team to chase, I believe, in Class C this year. And looking at this afternoon's games, couple highlights. I did mention Monroe and McQuaid at 3:30. We've got Batavia Wayne, which is our game of the week. You'll hear a lot more about that. Victor is at Fairport. The Blue Devils 1-0. Unbeaten's out at Hilton. Rush Henrietta and Hilton 1-0. It's both 1-0 at 6 p.m. Another 1-0 game. A game I'll actually be providing color commentary for. Bishop Kearney 0-1 at Honey Oil Falls Lima. But the Bulldog or the Cougars, a big contender in Class B as well. And then two teams that probably need to win to stay in the Class AA hunt, Webster-Schrader versus Pittsford at Pittsford Sutherland Sunday at 7 o'clock.
One last game to pass along, one last score. Athena 27, Olympia 14. And
our Pittsford Pub and Grill game of the week is Wayne against Batavia in football. It's at East Rochester at noon today. We're going to talk with Coach Dave Breen from the Wayne Eagles and quarterback Mason Blankenberg, who's coming off a really good game and a really great basketball season in just a second. But I want to tell you about my friends from the Pittsford Pub. If you live on the east side of Rochester, you know about the Pittsford Pub. If you're on the west side, it's worth the drive. Check out their menu, thepittsfordpub.com. It's got a great feel, a great atmosphere, a great environment, great food, and great people. We appreciate their sponsorship and their support of local high school sports. So please support them, the Pittsford Pub. All right, let's first welcome on the junior quarterback of Wayne. He is coming off a winning effort, 24-7 in the opener over Palmyra Mastodon. Mason Blankenberg, a 6'2 junior. Welcome to the show, young man. How do you feel coming off that first game?
Feels good. Football's back.
Football's back. And the cool thing about this, Steve Bradley, is, what do we say, 8-9 days before, you were at Batavia in their gymnasium in a Section 5 Class B1 championship basketball game. The Blue Devils take the lead, 55-54. And I got to ask you about this jumper you hit with 7.8 seconds left to bring a championship to your school. Was that the play they called up in the huddle, or was that some freelancing?
I think it was more of a freelance. I just got the ball and I knew how to take the shot.
You ever hit a game winner like that before?
No, I haven't.
Pretty good timing. Steve, this kid is the definition of multi-sport athletes. He even played a little bit of soccer for last fall. So, Coach Breen, when did you first see this young man, and did you know then that he could probably be under center for me one day?
Well, unique story. Back when he was on C team, I was coaching the youth Hilton program. My son and him are in the same grade, and I was competing against them, knowing that that's probably my future. And his dad, Mark, and I went to high school together, and I had coached his older brother, Logan, and I'm always looking when it comes to quarterbacks, because I'm a big believer. If you don't take care of your quarterback, it would be just like a baseball coach not taking care of a pitcher in the offseason. You've got to prepare. So we've always started quarterback academies. I'm not a short-term guy. I'm kind of looking long-term each year. And he showed me some great things in that game, and kind of things progressed. And, you know, his character speaks what you want in a quarterback. You want a guy that people want to follow and want to be led by. And he does everything that we ask him and then some, and he's kind of an extension of a coaching staff. So it's exciting to have someone like him in our program and knowing that not only this year, but also next year have him.
So Batavia, guys, is coming off a 36-12 win over Bishop Kearney, Rochester Prep, Rochester Academy Charter School, 36-12. They're 1-0. Their Section 5 football pedigree, very well known, a bunch of Section 5 championships. Mason, when you know a big-time program is coming in like that, how much does that help you focus during the week knowing the challenge that you and your teammates are going to be facing?
I think it just sets the edge from the beginning. You know, it just got to, from day one on Monday, you got to be able to practice as hard as you can, you know, watch as much film on them and get to know them as much as possible. So then we're prepared for the game on Saturday.
Go back.
Coach Marine.
Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more specific about the Blue Devils if we can, Coach. You know, they're famous for a lot of things, quick starts, and they've got a tailback, Terez Smith, who's been around, had over 120 yards, 2 touchdowns last week. What are your keys to the game as you get ready for kickoff today at noon?
I think the biggest thing is weathering the storm in the first quarter and make sure we're matching their physicality. That's one of the things we talked about in practice all week is being physical from the get-go trying to corral Terez Smith. You're not going to stop him. You just hope you can slow him down a little bit and make sure that every possession we have offensively, we do what we need to do to put as many points on the board as possible to take the pressure off our defense.
Let's go back to last week for you guys in the opener. 24-0, they get a touchdown late. But Mason, you were 7-16 through the air, 94 yards. You rushed 5 times for 50 yards. A couple drops by your guys. How difficult was it for you to be away from the team? I know you went to a couple practices, right? What were you able to do when you were playing basketball? Did you put the pads on and actually practice football, or did you just go and run through some drills with your guys when you were still playing basketball?
I didn't put any pads on, but I was watching there on the sideline, just, you know, going through some plays, looking through the reads, and helping out the younger quarterbacks.
But you really sound like a student of the game. Is that something you've always been that way, or is that something, you know, when I'm the quarterback, I got to know what everybody's not doing, not just me?
I think a little bit of both. I love learning more, and being quarterback, I got to know every position, every assignment, and just getting better every single day.
Mason also rushed for 2 touchdowns, Jeff. So among the 5 carries for 47 yards, he scored twice. Dylan Vance, 13.
They're probably just sneaks. He's 6'2". Were they sneaks?
No, they were scrambles.
Okay. All right. I take it all back.
You ruined my setup, though, bro. Dylan Vance, 13 carries, 84 yards, a touchdown. Dave, you know, just the mentality of a multi-sport athlete and Mason's ability to stay calm under pressure. I know that you were very pleased that your team was able to score early and set the tone. But when you have somebody leading your team that is able to adjust and react with maintaining their poise, how does that lift up the team?
Oh, that's huge. I mean, the 3 C's is what Mason's all about, calm, cool, and collective. He wants to be better every day, and that's what makes everything come together on game day. You know, in a normal season, we would have another additional 12 to 14 practices because of double sessions. We would have spring camp. We would have team camp. We didn't have any of those things. And to try to learn that as a whole and then to try to do that when your starting quarterback's not physically going through every rep is a challenge. And he was ready. We had talked about it early in the week. My number one concern for him and the other basketball, we had eight guys in the basketball team coming over, was making sure that these guys were physically healthy and mentally healthy. I love to win and I hate to lose, but I'm not going to put a young man in that position to set him up for a failure. And we had talked about it, and about Wednesday or Thursday, we knew that Mason, along with those guys, were ready. And because they spent the time off the field, just getting into the film room and, you know, communicating with Coach Scott Briggs, my offense coordinator, on what they missed and watching film. And, you know, Mason's correct. He is a complete student of the game. He is a definition what a sponge is when it comes to a player. He just wants to absorb as much as possible.
You know, Steve and I have talked to a lot of players in the last few months about taking care of their bodies, being back at being athletes again and being active again. Mason, what types of things did you do to make sure your body was ready? You sound like you'd be the type of kid that does follow to the letter. I'm sure some of the kids are on the Zoom with us or on the radio saying, oh, yeah, I got better rest and all that. But you sound like the type of guy that probably did certainly do it. What did you do? Did you make any modifications in your diet, sleep schedule, anything like that?
Yes. So I was very consistent with my diet, trying to get as much protein as I could and eating all vegetables and everything, drinking a lot of water. I also try to stretch at least once a day, if not twice. And then once or twice a week, I'd be going to the chiropractor, getting, again, stretched out and feeling a lot better.
Hey, who are some of the other Eagles to keep an eye on this afternoon? We've talked a lot about Mason and we mentioned Dylan Vance, but who are some other guys that you could foresee having a big impact on this game?
Yeah, from an offense standpoint, we have Andy Hamill, senior tailback, with us. We also have a couple freshmen that we pulled up that had some big catches. Michael Prentice and Alex Garrow will be out there. Josh Harrison, another receiver for us. Jack Wright, a senior who plays H-back / fullback. And then our line across the board with Devin Forrest and Austin Emmerich, who's actually a transfer from Oklahoma. Will Seymour. Jake Johnson, Nate Michelle. I don't know. Am I missing anybody there, Mason? I think we covered a lot of guys there.
Noah Sikarski.
Thank you. Noah would. I'd be in trouble. That's why I had to go. I'm old. I can't remember. So I set him up. I knew we were missing Noah. I just want to make sure he knew all his linemen because those are the most important pieces for him.
And you got a pretty good kicker too, Alec Reynolds, with a 39-yard field goal in the opener. Has that kid been coming on for you? Is he new or has he been your kicker for a while?
He's been our kicker. Last year we brought him up in sectional. We wanted to make sure that he was set up for success. So he's a universal athlete. So we felt like he could get a lot more reps on the field than just a kicker last year. And right now, he's probably ranked in the top five in the state as a kicker. And I'm excited that he's only a 10th grader.
The coach just talked, Mason, about not, being older and forgetting things. Watch this. You said you lost two title games in your football career, coaching. Since 2004, head coach, we're talking about 17, 18 seasons here. You lost twice in a championship game. Who'd you lose to, and do you remember the scores?
2013, Livonia. 2018 Batavia. I didn't want to talk about the scores. No.
Well, that means he remembers them. Well, you got obviously a grudge match here with these guys, and you've got some revenge on your side, Wayne Eagles. They've got some revenge on their side, considering you went into their gym and you took your 16 points per game and 8 rebounds per game and 5 assists, and you beat them on their own floor. What was that moment like for you? I mean, I know it's a program that's won 3 titles in 5 years, Wayne, but to win it in that fashion, Mason, what was that feeling like to hit the game-winning shot in sectional?
It was amazing. I mean, all that hard work we put in as a team, it felt all the emotions rushed as soon as that shot hit. I mean, as soon as the buzzer went off and just being in that gym in these circumstances that we've been through just made it that much better.
I know you're a big picture guy. You work with the combines and growing kids, growing the game. This season, 6-game sprint and only 4 teams make sectionals. What does Class B look like beyond Batavia and Wayne?
It's really, it's kind of up in the air. I got a chance to get every single film on every single Class B school. So I think we had talked about earlier, it's like the NFL ticket for high school football. I could see all the games and I kind of looked at some you try not to look ahead. But I think it's up. I think it really is up in the air. I think every game is going to be a battle. And my focus right now is looking forward to Batavia. I'm excited about the opportunity and the challenge.
Well, it's noon today. It's at East Rochester on the turf because there's a grass field out in Wayne and we're not going to get muddy yet. But it should be a great game. It's our Pittsford Pub and Grill Game of the Week. Thanks to Pittsford Pub for being our sponsor of that. And thanks to the Wayne Eagles, Coach Dave Marine. First, thank you for being on, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Mason, be careful, young man. You got some Blue Devils on your tail on Saturday, all right?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Wayne Eagles here. It's the College Affairs High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. We'll take our first break, come back, and talk more with you right here on Fox Sports 1280.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, Coogee, it's me, Soccer Sam from Salvatore's Pizza. Try Salvatore's giant haddock fish fries, fish subs, haddock parm, calamari, and shrimp dinners, and the best tuna sub in
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope. It's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
No, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At eBay, there's a buyer for everything you want to sell.
My Xbox Series S, my wife says I'm too old for.
eBay that forward.
The iRobot Roomba that follows me everywhere.
eBay it forward today and make room for whatever comes next.
Lyrics inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
But my rates like that, they're great like that, drive safe like that, I save like that, straight up facts, great rates.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you haven't been to the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event, here are all the reasons you shouldn't. Yep, there are zero reasons you shouldn't. Zero reasons not to get incredible deals on select 2021 VW models. Zero reasons not to try out the Tiguan, the Atlas Cross Sport, or the Jetta. And zero reasons not to get your dream car for practically just a signature. The thrill of zero lasts, but this event won't. So stop by the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event today. You can have your prescriptions brought to your door with free 1 to 2 day delivery from your local CVS. Or get same day delivery. Or just swing by and pick them up on the way home from the doctor. Because that ear infection can't wait. While you're here, get your questions answered and put your mind at ease. Because there are still some things you just can't get in a cardboard box. That's healthier made easier from CVS. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery. Restrictions apply. Visit cvs.com/delivery for details.
Spring lawns are growing. So are the possibilities for taking care of them. Like EGO Outdoor Power Equipment, now available at Lowe's. EGO is the number one rated battery platform in outdoor power, delivering all the power of gas without the noise and fumes. Like the 21-inch Select Cut mower with dual blade cutting system for optimal mulching, bagging, and runtime performance. And it provides an hour of cutting time too. Shop EGO at Lowe's or Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection and offer availability varies by location, U.S. only.
If you love to save money and the environment, get a Rheem ProTerra hybrid electric water heater. With up to $1,000 utility rebate and up to $480 a year in energy savings, it pays for itself in less than 2 years. To get yours, find a pro at Rheem.com/hybridpro.
Sports Station, Fox Sports 1280.
Welcome back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. It's our U.S. Army segment where we tell you about all the great things the U.S. Army can do if you're a young person who needs some direction for their future. The Army could be part of your future. They can help pay for your college education, connect with our local recruiters. Easiest way to do it on Facebook is to search Grease Army Career Center, and you could be talking with them very quickly. Steve, we do our Bob Johnson Auto Athletes of the Week. We're going to start on the girls' side. It's someone who you're going to hear from real soon. A Ronicoit volleyball senior, a hitter, all-grade Rochester performer, Jay Sean and Luke. She has been fantastic this season. The Eagles are doing terrific. And she had 17 kills, 16 digs, and 6 aces in a win over Webster Thomas. 19 kills, 9 digs, 4 aces in a 4-set comeback win over Pittsford Mendon. And 11 kills, 5 digs, and 3 aces in a win over Churchville Chile. Also played solid in a win on Friday night over Brighton that gave Coach Mark Colari his 400th career win. Steve, who is our boys' athlete of the week?
Well, football kicked off last week, and we kick off with Zach Streslick of Attica. The senior running back scored 5 touchdowns on just 13 carries, picking up 189 yards and a 49-6 win over Wellsville in the season opener. On defense, he also had an interception and made 8 tackles.
All right, that's our Bob Johnson Auto Athletes of the Week. Check out their great inventory online. Bob Johnson Auto owns Rochester, folks. RJChevrolet.com. We also hand out our U.S. Army Warrior of the Week during this segment, and we're going to go with Section 5 Athletic Directors. Yeah, we're going to go off the board a little bit, Steve. They have been so busy over the last 6 weeks getting things started and planned. So much work, so much hard work. So we're going to salute them, our U.S. Army Warriors of the Week, for such great work ethic shown by our local ADs. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, Coogee, it's me, Soccer Sam from Salvatore's Pizza. Try Salvatore's giant haddock fish fries, fish subs, haddock parm, calamari, and shrimp dinners, and the best tuna sub in...
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event, you can experience the joy of zero. Zero complaints about the incredible deals on select 2021 models. Zero time wondering what it might be like to drive the Tiguan, the Atlas Cross Sport, or the Jetta. Zero hesitation when you sign. Zero regrets as you drive away. And oftentimes, zero chill. The thrill of zero lasts, but this event won't. So stop by the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event today.
How do you top the perfect cup of Dunkin' Cold Brew? With new sweet cold foam from Dunkin', of course. A velvety sipping experience that elevates your cold brew with a pillowy, silky, smooth new layer you'll want to sink into.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Try a chocolate stout flavored cold brew with sweet cold foam or cold brew with sweet cold foam from Dunkin' today. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, makers of the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs. Yes, donated.
Why? We learned that socks are the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters.
So we started Bombas with the mission of donating a pair of socks for every pair we sell.
To donate and sell a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up using the best materials available.
Like the softest and most comfortable cotton.
Getting rid of what wasn't working.
Like that annoying toe seam you can probably feel if you wiggle your toes right now.
And inventing a few new comfort innovations along the way.
Like arch support that feels like a hug around your midfoot.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/iHeart and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/iHeart. bombas.com/iHeart.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Spring lawns are growing. So are the possibilities for taking care of them. Like EGO Outdoor Power Equipment, now available at Lowe's. EGO is the number one rated battery platform in outdoor power, delivering all the power of gas without the noise and fumes. Like the 21-inch Select Cut mower with dual blade cutting system for optimal mulching, bagging, and runtime performance. And it provides an hour of cutting time too. Shop EGO at Lowe's or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection and offer availability varies by location. U.S. only.
Rochester's home for Syracuse basketball. Fox Sports 1280.
Welcome back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. Our next set of guests are, well, they're from Irondequoit, which makes near and dear to my heart, which is where I work now. They are from the Irondequoit girls volleyball team. The head coach, Mark Kalari, joins us now in his, well, we'll get to that, what season this is. 1996. I can't do math that quickly, but it's been a while for Coach Kalari. And senior hitter, Jashauna Luke. And Barbie Smith, another senior on the squad, also on our specialties hotline. Welcome to the show, Eagles. Off to, at the time of us, we're taping this, you're unbeaten. You won three in a row. I know I'm going to start with Coach Kalari because this was a guy who I knew was very worried in my talks with him that you weren't going to get a season, Mark. And I knew, well, that was really eating away at you. I guess, why did it bother you so much? And then how elated were you when you found out?
It bothered me for a couple of reasons. One, you know, all summer I was tracking what the National High School Sports Organization, and they had us in the moderate, and then New York State ended up putting us in the high risk, and there was really never any explanation for that. So that was the first thing. The second thing is Jashauna and Barbie started with me 8 years ago at the youth program when we first started having that and opened that up. So for that, to see that group go from fifth graders having no clue about the sport and to see how far they've come and their accomplishments, not to have a senior season would have been heartbreaking. And then the final piece, and this is more on a personal level, is I have two daughters on the team. One's a senior and one's a freshman. And I know how much volleyball means to them. So it just, there were so many layers to it that I just was keeping my fingers crossed that we would eventually end up having a season. So I'm just so thankful and so grateful.
John, what does it mean to you to have the season with all the success that your team has had in the past and the thought that maybe there would be an emptiness this year?
It means everything, honestly, because I was so scared that we weren't going to have a season, but I was hopeful at the same time because I seen that the numbers started getting better and other teams were able to start practicing and having games and stuff. So it gave me hope. But at the same time, I was obviously very scared because we got so far in our season last year. I wanted my senior season to happen so I could, you know, bring this team along to sectionals and if we were able to have regionals and states. So it meant a lot for, you know, me to have this season.
Well, it's three straight Section 5 championships for the squad and this group. And it's not just these two ladies. There's a couple other seniors. You mentioned Caitlin Clary, your older daughter. Your freshman is McKenna, but Ella Straub is a senior on this team, and Maddie Verhagen is a senior on this team. So you all were together for the last 8 years. So it would have been bad, Barbie, if you guys didn't get to play that final season. But here's another thing, is that to a degree, you all kind of waited your turn. This was supposed to be your time to get the minutes on the court. You had a talented group the last couple of years. So that would have been a bummer, too. I guess, Barbie, do you remember where you were when you found out you guys were going to have a season? How did that feel?
I was actually at work and I had went on my break and I just saw all the messages from mainly the seniors, but just everybody in general, kind of like, did you read this? Like, is this real? Like, is somebody messing with us? Like, what's actually happening? And it was just really cool to see like everybody being so excited and everybody just being on the same page right from the start, because it wasn't about like who was going to play, who was going to start. It was just everybody was so excited that we were even going to be able to play.
What does it take to sustain success at this level? Class A is a large group and there's a ton of competition, and maybe it starts with having kids start in fifth grade and coming up for 8 years and continuity. But I think it takes more than that. What are all the ingredients to your recipe for success?
Well, the one thing, and I've always said this, is if I can get a kid into the gym, the sport sells itself. And they fall in love with the sport and they're willing to do the things that you need to, whether it's going to camps, whether it's, you know, the weight training that we do, whether it is going out and playing club. You know, just getting the kids into the gym, which this is why I'm so excited that we are having the season, because this group of kids walked into the gym never having played volleyball. And, you know, to see how much they've grown and developed is just, it's just so rewarding and so exciting. I just know the amount of time that we put in, you get rewarded for that. And these girls have put in the time, put in the effort. They come to the open gyms. They did the 7 a.m. Open gyms that we had because there was no gym space. You know, they're dedicated, they're committed, and they're loyal to each other. So it's just been really, really exciting to see some of the things they've accomplished as a group. And, you know, again, just so, so excited that we are having this season.
We're talking some Irondequoit volleyball here on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. Jashauna, this is a season where you need to be at your best all the time. There can't be any lulls, and you've been out of the gates. You've been fantastic. In fact, you are our Bob Johnson Auto Girls Athlete of the Week. I can say that even before you play two more matches later in the week, because you had 17 kills, 16 digs, and 6 aces against Webster Thomas in a sweep. And then you dropped the first set against Mendon. And then you win 3 in a row, 18, 10, and 20, 19 kills, 9 digs, 4 aces. I remember a couple years ago, maybe it might have been when you're sophomores. I think it was you were juniors. I think you lost a really early season match, and coach got after you, Jashauna. What was it like when you dropped the first set the other night? What was the little talk after that?
It was kind of scary because it was our first set that we had lost. And this is basically a brand new team. So coach was basically talking to us in the huddle, and he was just telling us that this is like our moment to shine, and telling us that this is our time to prove to him that we really wanted this, and that we're really, really willing to fight to, you know, beat our opponents. And, you know, we just knew at the end of the day that there's going to always be a target on our back, and we had to make a statement, and that we had to pull through and pick ourselves up and dominate for the rest of the game. So, yeah.
Barbie, Jashauna just mentioned the target on your back. When you are privileged enough to play in a program that has success, sometimes that can work a couple of ways. I mean, is there pressure to succeed, are you guys just driven on your own to do that? Talk about what motivates you.
I think there is pressure to perform at a high level, but I don't think that that's inflicted on us by our coaching staff or by any other players. I think it is, we want to be good for our team. We want to keep adding years to our banner. Like every practice, that's what we talk about, adding a league year to our banner, adding a sectional year to our banner. Like, it's very intrinsically motivating. And Jashauna's like perfectly right when she's talking about statements. Like, that's what we've been talking about this whole year, is that there are going to be teams that come in that they haven't beaten us in 4 or 5 years. And they think without some of our bigger players from the previous years that they can do that this year. And I know Jashauna and I, our goal has been, that's not going to happen. And this is not their year, because we're still here and we're still motivated the same amount that we were. And just because it's new players doesn't mean that drive's not there.
You lost Drew Kemp, you lost Emma Sheehan, 2 AGR picks, and then you have 1 AGR pick back. Coach Kalari, how talented is this young lady here, Jashauna? I know you coached an amazing athlete in Mary Cushman. She has games like that, right? I mean, how good is she? What's her ceiling, and what's her future look like?
It's been interesting because Mary was one of the few eighth graders that started for me as an eighth grader, and Jashauna came along in, you know, seventh grade. She was JV, eighth grade. We pulled her up, and, you know, the numbers she put up they're very, very similar to Mary. She, at the beginning of the year, she was like 289 kills away from breaking Mary Cushman's kills record for the school. And it just mind-boggling to think. I never thought I'd have anybody come close to, I think it was 1,476 kills Mary had. And to
give or take a kill.
Something like that. It was funny. You know, we were talking about it earlier in the week, Jashauna and I, and, you know, for her to have the opportunity to do that is just extraordinary. And it goes back to how much time and the dedication she has. I remember I was her club coach way back in the day. And she was a middle. And I told her, you're going to be an outside on this team. And she did not like my decision. However, when she was a freshman, I remember, you know, during preseason talking to her, I said, so what do you think of that decision now? She's like, yeah, you were right. You know,
what's he like? What are you going to 10 years from now, when you think about Coach Kalari, what are you going to think about?
For me, Coach and I have always had a unique relationship because he actually lives two doors down from me. And I've been friends with Caitlin since we were three, playing Live Dolls in her basement. So
you've watched her grow up. Yeah.
We've been close forever. And I always, when I was little, I would pepper with Caitlin in the backyard and he would see how many times in a row we could pass it back to each other. And I would always ask him, how many times can the varsity girls do this? Like thinking it was like 10 or 15. He's like, no, they have to go for like 5 minutes without letting the ball hit the floor. And that always baffled me. So I just think it's really cool to have built that relationship throughout the years. And now to be one of his players and to like be part of the reason he's successful is really special to me and important.
Jashauna, how much has he pushed you?
Coach, he kind of holds a, getting a little emotional. I'm emotional. But he kind of like holds a little like special spot in my heart because he like helped me find who I was, like who I'm becoming and everything. He pushed me to be like everything that I thought I couldn't be. He made me so determined in life, like work for everything, just always like put my heart in everything. And he just always hold a special part of my, like spot in my heart, because without him, I wouldn't even be where I am today. I wouldn't even know what volleyball was. I came from like I'm in the urban suburban program. So I didn't grow up on like knowing things like that. So he like showed me a lot and he's helped me through a lot. And he's always like been the person to vouch for me and been there for me. So yeah, that's what I always think about.
Wow. What year were you ladies born? Barbie, what year were you born?
2002.
Okay. Yeah. I've been doing this show since 2003. This is the first time we've had somebody cry on the show, Jashauna.
Other than me.
That's really good. So that's really special. And I'm a little short on time, but I really appreciate you doing this, ladies, and Coach Kalari. Obviously, I wish you the best of luck. I hope I get to cover another Section 5 champion again. I knew this is one of the reasons I wanted to be at Irondequoit when I left the newspaper. So, Coach, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Ladies, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jashauna, get yourself a tissue.
Please. All right. Bears me on TV.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. That's another great interview right here. You're listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
Saturday. The NCAA Sweet 16 tips off with Oregon State and Loyola of Chicago. Coverage begins at 2:30 on Rochester's number one sports station, Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, Coogee, it's me, Soccer Sam from Salvatore's Pizza. Try Salvatore's giant haddock fish fries, fish subs, haddock parm, calamari, and shrimp dinners, and the best tuna sub.
It's okay to do some things halfway, but not when managing your prescriptions. That's why CVS has a tool designed to look for ways that may help lower your prescription costs. That's healthier, made easier. Visit CVS today. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired sports commentator Dick Vitale.
Tonight's matchup is me versus an ugly fender bender. If I can eke out a win, it would be a miracle, baby.
Mr. Vitale, it wouldn't be a miracle because GEICO gives you a team of experts to help manage your claim.
That's going to be a nail-biter.
Nope. The GEICO team is there for you 24/7.
Now that's a dipsy dude, dunkaroo, of a claims team. GEICO is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
How do you top the perfect cup of Dunkin' Cold Brew? With new sweet cold foam from Dunkin', of course. A velvety sipping experience that elevates your cold brew with a pillowy, silky, smooth new layer you'll want to sink into.
Doesn't that sound delicious?
Try a chocolate stout flavored cold brew with sweet cold foam or cold brew with sweet cold foam from Dunkin' today. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
If you haven't been to the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event, here are all the reasons you shouldn't. Yep, there are zero reasons you shouldn't. Zero reasons not to get incredible deals on select 2021 VW models. Zero reasons not to try out the Tiguan, the Atlas Cross Sport, or the Jetta. And zero reasons not to get your dream car for practically just a signature. The thrill of zero lasts, but this event won't. So stop by the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event today.
There once was a dad who set out on a great quest to find the perfect Coke flavors at his family's request. So he went into a local store and grabbed the Coke Cherry Vanilla, Coke Cherry, and more. At dinner, they sipped Coke flavors and rejoiced, for everyone made their own delicious choice.
Coca-Cola flavors, unbelievably delicious.
With so many delicious Coca-Cola flavors and Coca-Cola Zero Sugar flavors options to choose from, you'll have to taste them all. Pick some up at Topps Friendly Market today.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can have your prescriptions brought to your door with free 1 to 2 day delivery from your local CVS. Or get same day delivery. Or just swing by and pick them up on the way home from the doctor. Because that ear infection can't wait. While you're here, get your questions answered and put your mind at ease. Because there are still some things you just can't get in a cardboard box. That's healthier made easier from CVS. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery. Restrictions apply. Visit cvs.com/delivery for details.
To the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. Our last set of guests on our specialties hotline this week are champions from Class B2, North Star Christian Basketball, with Coach J.J. Garwood and his son, junior guard, Ryan Garwood. Ryan, let me first put you on the spot, because your dad is our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week, so congratulations. What's it like to play for this guy? What's he like as a coach? If he wasn't your dad, would he be the same coach to you?
It's a great feeling. Ever since I was little, he was coaching. I'd watch from on the bench, just from like 5 years old all the way till now playing for him. So I've always been looking up to the moment actually playing for him, winning a sectional title. So it's a great feeling, and he's a great coach.
So, well, we're in the middle of March Madness right now, and you know, whenever we have a father son combination or father daughter, we ask these kind of questions. But with Buddy Boeheim playing so well for Syracuse, Jim Boeheim admitted the other day, JJ, that when he's on the bench, it's about 90% about the team, and then he's 10% dad. When you're coaching Ryan, what's your percentage, and how are you able to separate and keep your mind focused on the task at hand?
Well, you know, I got to admit it. Sometimes it's tough, you know, because like you said, I'm his father, I'm his coach. And, you know, I set in my mind, I can't have those lines blurred, you know, on the court. You know, he's my player, and then obviously off the court, son. So I'd like to think that I treat him just as I treat any of the other players, hold him accountable. Of course, he's a team captain, so I hold him to a very high standard. And he does a terrific job, him and Turner Harris, of course, leading the team this year.
Well, it's let me just wrap up on the Coach of the Week award first. 15 years as coach, 5 titles in 4 different classes, D2, C2, C1, and B2 this year, 262 wins at North Star. And this was a heck of a championship game. This was a Minders team that had hit, 16 three-pointers in the semifinals. They come into your gym. How many did they end up with, JJ? I know you probably know it.
They made 9 threes against us. We started out in our zone, and they moved the ball really well. They're very disciplined, and they made several shots. So we got out of zone and played man against them the rest of the game, and my guys did a good job adjusting. And, yeah, they're a great program, storied history, of course. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to come away with a 1-point win.
69-68, Steve, was the final score. And one of the heroes on the night, well, Turner Harris, 37 points. Pretty good. But not only that, Ryan, he went to the line with 2 seconds to go, down a point. Was there a timeout before? Did you do the Gene Hackman line from Hoosiers? And you will make your second free throw. But Ryan, how confident were you that Turner was going to get this done?
I was completely confident. I talked to him right after he got fouled. He's like, I'm going to make these and we're going to win. So I had full trust in my teammate. Just crazy moment. Went in.
Devo, you want to talk about free throws. So both our semifinals and finals were one-point victories. Semifinals as a team were 11 for 11 from the line. And in the finals, we were 15 for 16 from the line. So free throws won us a sectional title this year.
Let's back that up even more, JJ, though, in just in terms of shooting, right? Because you set the Section 5 record for three-pointers when you were in high school at Keshequa. You made 10 in the game. And then Ryan broke your record.
10 or 11? I thought it was 13. 11.
So I had the tournament record, which I still do, as 10, and I had a regular season record at 11.
Okay, 11. So, and then Ryan breaks your record, but where did you all learn to shoot? And what, you know, I remember George Lehman with the beef technique, you know, balance, eyes, elbow, feet. But, you know, the shooting doesn't run in the family, because it there can be talent, but there's got to be hard work too.
Yeah. So, you know, I was a pretty good shooter in high school. I had some great coaching, Ron Maycumber, Dennis Small, Doug Burnside. And, you know, they just really showed me the shooting technique, correct fundamentals. And from there, it was just repetition and lots of practice. And that's something I always emphasized with Ryan, just make sure that he had good, correct shooting form. And then just from there, it's been really 14 years that he's been doing the same form and really same release. And he's really just developed into a terrific shooter.
Ryan, what's your practice routine, your workout routine? On a workout day, how many shots do you get up in a day?
I'm getting up a couple hundred, at least 50 free throws or so. A lot of ball handling, just and after, of course, working and working out, trying to get stronger, all that.
Let's take you back to about 14 months ago, January of 2020. You're playing a team from Buffalo called Global Concepts, and you hit 6 threes in the first quarter. And at that point, you're like, let's go for it. Let's try to get the record. And you hit 13. Do you remember what the 13th one was like?
Yeah, actually, it was a scramble. All my teammates got on the ground. There was a loose ball. The defense shift, they passed it to me. I was open on the left side and just let it fly.
It's unbelievable. I can tell you, as someone who played the last year of high school basketball in New York without the three-point line, not that I would have come anywhere near it. I'm very jealous because I never got to make a three-pointer in my career because I couldn't. There was no line. But remarkable program you're building here, JJ. You know, is this what you always wanted to do? Be a basketball coach one day?
Yeah. You know, my best friend in high school, Greg Hepler, and I, we were teammates and just always thought we'd get into coaching. Of course, you know, been able to get into coaching here. And my friend Greg Hepler, he was an assistant at SUNY Geneseo, and now he's actually the JV coach at Geneseo High School. It's been something that I've always dreamt of, but, you know, I just couldn't imagine the amount of great players that I've had the good fortune of coaching, the great relationships we've built, and, you know, of course, coaching my son and the success that he's had. Just I never could have imagined I would have been blessed like this.
North Star, by enrollment standards, a smaller school, but because of your success, Section 5 kind of moves you around in places. You're never sure who your next – what class you're going to be in each year. As a player, as a leader on your team, how do you deal with that? What's your message to your teammates? Are you just somebody that says, bring it on?
Yeah, actually, when we found out we were Class A with Miles and all of them, they were letting us know, let's play against anybody. They want to put us against the best, we'll play the best. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but I've carried that from them, from Miles and Michael, down to me, and I just tell my teammates, let's play with anybody. Who cares? If they want to try to put us up there, we'll play with the best. We'll show that we're good too.
Ryan, what's your goal? Where do you want to end up playing? I'm assuming you want to play college ball. What's your goal?
I want to play at least Division II level, maybe locally, Roberts-Wesleyan. If possible, Division I. Yeah, basically get a free education.
They always say if you can put the ball in the hole, they're going to find a spot for you. I completely agree with that. And I think the way the game has changed in the last few years since the Steph Curry movement, that people like you, they're going to want to get you. So we just had on somebody earlier in the program that Steve, who do we have on this? That I wanted to go D1. Oh, it was Shatters, Jacob Shatters, saying I want to at least say I took a shot at D1. I don't want to look back 50 years from now and say I could have gone D1. So we wish you the best of luck, obviously. Steve, anything else for the Knights?
I just wanted to see what it was like to win on your home floor, because with everything being different this year, I saw the photo gallery that came through. It looked like the raw emotion on the players' faces was just carried through. JJ, go through those 2 seconds where the free throws and then the celebration and knowing that you're in your home gym walking off a champion.
Yeah, so everybody dreams of playing in the Big House, the War Memorial Blue Cross Arena in the finals. This year, unfortunately, wasn't possible. So we just really tried to make that into a positive. We secured the number one seed. And, you know, I really told the guys, hey, we have an opportunity to do something unique. We could win a sectional title on our home floor. And, you know, as that second free throw went in and with 2 seconds left, they inbounded the ball and they missed their three-quarter court shot. Just the like you mentioned, the raw emotion, you know, the joy and the celebration. And then be able to do it at our home court. It was just such a unique, special feeling.
Well, the offspring there next year is back next year. Turner Harris is back next year. Any other starters back?
Yeah, Devo, don't let the word out, but I return all 5 starters. So,
well, you're going to be playing in Double A. Let's be honest. No, I'm just kidding. I hope they'll treat you the way they should treat you. Hey, North Star Christian, congrats on a great season. 15-1. Unbelievable, right? 15-1? You didn't?
Okay. Yes.
Unbelievable season. Congrats on all your success. And congrats on being our coach of the week, JJ.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
JJ Garwood and Ryan Garwood, our G&G Fitness coach of the week. That's it. Another wrap on another great program. Steve Bradley, thank you very much. Thanks to our all of our people back at the station. You've been listening to the Conjun Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.